Okay. Excellent. A couple other things. And this one was a big one again. It was in the paper today, and I think it was a great article from the Conway Daily Sun. But wanted to talk a little bit about voting on April 14th and where we see that at right now.
Well, we put a request into the state, have not heard back yet. For the 14th, it's planned for Center Conway Fire Station. And the final decision is going to be up to the moderator to get the word from the state. And also in that same breath, we were looking at, again, having more absentee ballots to reduce the numbers at the site. And Paul D. came up with the idea of right behind the fire station is the Public Works Garage. And we were thinking on opening those three bays up, at least three bays, and have a drive-through. Have the voting machines actually undercover. If the people pull in, they'll check off that they are a registered voter, verify that. They'll be handed their ballots. Never get out of their vehicle. Vote in their vehicle, and then it has the capability of, if depending on the crowd, of putting six lines through, two on each side of the machine, hand the ballot to the clerk. Again, one way in, one way out, and I think it would work out very well. Versus actually getting out of your vehicle, going into the fire station. So this, again, has to be reviewed but with Deb Faber, our moderator, and then we're just waiting to hear back from the state.
Okay.
Correct. We have Deb Faber joining us at the next selectmen's meeting to make a decision or discuss the possible postponement of the election or not. The current statute only allows for a two-week postponement. I personally feel that's a bit of futile. I'm not sure much can happen to make things any different in 2 weeks. The drive-through voting idea, I'm excited about it. Because of the length of the ballot, you know, you have all those warrant articles, school and town. I envision that they would be parked in an outside space in the lot, filling out the ballot before they'd enter the garage to drop it off. And Senator Conway happens to have one way in and a different way out, which suits us fine. There's just a couple of small details to work out there. One concern is if there's any kind of stacking, it would end up going down East Main Street and may interrupt traffic a bit. So we started discussing today the possibility of the high school again, because at the time, it wasn't going to be closed. School was going to be open. We couldn't use it. But now the school's closed, it's become an option, in which place might be better to do that. We have more cover at the Public Works Garage. We have a longer stacking line on Eagles Way if we look at the high school. These details have to be worked out, and we have some time. I think Deb Faber put a self-imposed deadline of making a decision by April 1st, but that's just her. It's flexible. And so this will be a main topic of conversation going forward.
Great. Sounds like a lot's been going on with that, and some very good stuff. I wanted to take a second to thank our sponsors of Drive Time. They've been there for us for a long time. Leone McDonald and Roberts, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing, making these Drive Times possible live here at the WMWV studio. Let's go ahead and take a break.
Sure.
And come back and answer a few more questions.
Absolutely. And just throw it out there one more time. We have a text line. If you have any questions for Tom or Dave, you can text us. That is 603-356-9145. Again, that's 603-356-9145. Any questions at all that we can answer here, we'll be happy to get that on the air for you. So send over a text, and I will be back right after this news break.
Greg Frizzell here with you. I'm the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group. You're listening to 93.5 WMWV FM and Magic 104.5 and Magic 98.1 FM. I'm here with the town director, Conway town manager, Tom Holmes, and Dave Weathers, the chair of the Conway Board of Selectmen, as well as Gino Devaney helped me produce the show here. We're doing a live Drive Time talking about the town of Conway and how it's been affected by the coronavirus and things that are going on. I'd like to thank our sponsors of our Drive Time, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Leone McDonald and Roberts for supporting the station and the Drive Time. So basically, I think we've gone through most of the questions that have come in and wanted to just put out some final thoughts. Is there anything happening at the town that people may not know about or that might be coming up or anything that you want to get the word out about?
Basically, the two things that I'm concerned about is to make sure the voters and the residents know that Town Hall is still open. It has limited access, but hopefully all the services are there. It may be a little bit slower responding, but we are open. We are there for them. And the other thing is the uncertainty of April 14th, but I'm in hopes that we do it, and we do it with the split procedure as far as how the ballots are handled and that the people don't have to get out of the vehicle. Time will tell on that. Is there anything, Tom, that you'd like to say?
A couple of things. There's a couple of things through this process. It's been a learning process because it's unprecedented. The biggest impediment to our local government's flexibility in order to deal with the ever-changing landscape has been state statutes. The legislature and the governor simply cannot change the laws fast enough to accommodate this new reality. The governor has done so through emergency orders on a temporary basis, and done so, I hope, and I'm sure, as fast as he can. But some of these things about the elections and so forth, we're still waiting to hear from the governor's office to allow us the kind of flexibility to minimize face-to-face contact with poll workers. A lot of our election volunteers are elderly. They are not crazy about seeing 1,000 people in one day. We'd like to minimize the turnout by increasing absentee. There's a lot of money being talked about at the federal level. There's a conference call on Monday I'm going to take part in with the state that's going to indicate how much money the state is expecting to get and possibly how much the towns may be getting. This is an issue because logic tells us that we're not going to be receiving property tax payments in as timely a manner as we're used to. Neither will we be seeing a lot of new cars registered or rooms and meals tax revenue, which we get every year. And all those things are going to cause us to have to look at the budget and try and get through this thing. You know, I'm in contact with the emergency management people. Our emergency management director, Matt Levitt, has opened up late this afternoon the Emergency Operations Center. It's rather a formality at this point. He's not staffing it, but it would open us up to reimbursement from the federal government if we keep track of those expenses involved in managing, which I think everyone agrees with is an emergency. The hospital has inquired of the town of possible fields that it could use for helicopter landings or satellite tents in case the demand gets greater than what they have up there on site. I think that's about it. Oh, another thing, the police institute a protocol of very light enforcement of non-serious issues. If you do have trouble getting your car registered on time, I doubt you're going to get pulled over for an expired inspection sticker for a while. You know, they're using their head. We want our public safety people to also minimize their exposure to only the absolute necessary incident, and not just be their usual great ambassadors to the town as they've been in the past, but they have to protect us, and in doing so they have to protect themselves first. We've been learning new ways to hold new meetings and communicate and get documents signed via electronic signatures, things that Conway probably would not have done as quickly if it wasn't for necessity being the mother of invention. And it's opened up new venues in the future for us, the way we do business going on to the future. So it's not all bad, you know. It's just, I hope, temporary, and I hope we come out stronger and smarter on the other end. I guess that's all I have to say.
We did have one question get texted in. It's actually a good one maybe to end on when it comes down to it. Basically, where can people go for more information? Is it the website that you mentioned earlier, Tom?
To do with the town of Conway, it's www.conwaynh.org. And that will link you up to virtually all the other portals and accesses that you may need in regards to the town of Conway in this current situation.
That's great. Thank you very much. And again, our drive time segment here, very appreciative to have Tom Holmes, the Conway town manager, and Dave Weathers, the chairman of the Conway Board of Selectmen. Thank you very much for coming in and answering the questions and getting the information out. I think it's very helpful that people can be listening and get some of those questions answered without having to go run around and look. But it sounds like you've got a great website set up, and you guys sound like Things have been going very well and as planned, and moving on with the voting. So anyway, I'd like to thank you both very much. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And tomorrow we'll be here at 5 o'clock for another live drive time, and we're going to have Janice Crawford and Dot Siebel in to talk about business and some local business economic issues. Hopefully tomorrow we'll do another call-in and some more texts. I'd like to thank Settlers Green again and Settlers Crossing, Cooper Cargill Chant, and Leone McDonald and Roberts. This is Drive Time. I'm Greg Forzell.
I'm Gino Devaney. Remember that text line. You can text in at any time, too. It doesn't have to be during the show. 603-356-9145. And you can email us questions at news@wmwv.com. This has been Drive Time.